So welcome, everyone, to Blessing on this gorgeous, at least here, it's a gorgeous day, May 25th, in Aransas Pass, Texas. And this is where our new chapel for Spiritus Church is. We are here and offering the blessing in a very sanctified place, just about a half a mile from the Gulf of Mexico. Actually, our property exists on such pure sand, it's hard to grow anything but grass burrs and citrus fruit. I have been struggling with my gardening, and it's going to take a whole new level of thinking to make things work and grow here. But it's a wonderful place to be. And I would love to hear from as many of you who would like to be on the call. Remember, you press star 6 and then 1, follow the prompts, and you're on. See, I know we had a couple of people on the call last time that I wasn't able to get to, because when it rolls over to the 30-minute mark, we really do have to start the blessing. There are people internationally who time their receiving of the blessing directly without being on the call, because either they're not, they don't have access to a telephone, or they can't afford to be on an international call. So we try to respect their desire to receive and our ability to deliver in a coordinated way. And that's why I like you to sign on early, so we can have our community time in the beginning. Because actually, if you saw things from my viewpoint on the monitor, you would see that every minute more people are arriving. And people arrive all during the whole 30 minutes. So we have a more, I would say, intimate community in the beginning, with usually our familiar people. And also, I would like to welcome our new people, because every time we're having new people come on the call, and sometime during the call, I'll go over what is involved in the blessing. But we have someone here now calling from area code 209, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Sandra. I wanted to ask if today during our blessing we would remember to include all of our veterans and the people that have passed in wartime.
What a wonderful thought. Yes. Yes. Okay. We certainly will do that. And all of the veterans that are struggling for after combat rehabilitation. Yes. And my husband is a veteran. He has great love for the men and women who have served our country in that very special way. And we have a caller from area code 512. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. This is Carol. I spoke to you 2 weeks ago about my dad.
Yes.
Yes. And he really does seem to have made some improvements since that blessing call. Physically, however, I wanted to also ask if in today's blessing call, he could also be included in, one thing that's come up in the past few days, he's had mental confusion before. I didn't mention that the last time. In the past few days, though, there's been confusion about, he hasn't known if it's morning or night. Like, it's been in the evening, and he thought it was the morning, and that kind of confusion. And there's been memory confusion, that kind of thing. I don't know if I'm explaining that very well, but...
Oh, I do understand. His name is Bill, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. We will definitely remember Bill. And just to put your mind at ease, anyone who's been through what he's been through could easily become disoriented. And it doesn't mean it's a permanent factor. So just love him through it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Know that even the worst of conditions and the most frightening of conditions can be transitory.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And, you know, I've gone through a few surgeries myself, and there were times when I didn't know up from down. So we love him. We send him our prayers, and I know the blessing is being received by him and helping him along. So we'll remember him again today. And Holly is on the phone. Hi, Holly.
Hi, this is Holly. How's everyone doing? I'm on my way home. I was in Corpus Christi, and I didn't get a chance to come to the new chapel, so I'll have to do that next trip. But I don't know if my mother, Millie, who was at the training in Corpus Christi, was able to let y'all know that my dad got his ultimate healing, and he's up with Jesus now. And
aww.
I was home to help my family.
We remember your family in blessings, and especially your mom and dad.
I want to tell you, we did a blessing at my mom's house before all the family gathered for his service last Saturday, and it went wonderful. We were having some family issues, and everything was beautiful at the service, and everything went well. So keep using the blessings is what I wanted to encourage everybody to do, because they really, really, really help.
They do, indeed. Indeed. And they don't remove from us those challenges that we need to have for our personal growth or enlightenment. And it's just like, well, there's so many analogies we could use, but a lump of coal would never become a diamond if it didn't endure great pressure. And so sometimes the pressures and the challenges we experience in life are part of the perfecting process of the light that we ultimately are and the love that we are. And so the blessing will not take away those pressures or challenges we need. But there's so many extra unnecessary pressures that just distract us from our enlightenment and from our personal growth. And the blessing will remove those so that we can focus on being and becoming all that we are. And they do work.
Yes, they do. Thank you so much. Thank you for being you and helping us all become blessings to the earth and to each other.
Oh, you are so welcome. And by the way, did you notice we have a new blessing conference scheduled for September? It's
yes,
going to be on the Autumn Equinox here in Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
And this one is on the beach.
Yeah, the one I suggested?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes, we took your advice. We called them. They are so cooperative, and the rates are even lower, even though it's a wonderful hotel on the beach, a resort hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so we are just excited and excited and looking forward to giving a blessing standing in the Gulf. How wonderful will that be?
That'll be awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful blessing today.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, and I see Wayne is on the call. Hi, Wayne. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Aloha, Glenda.
Aloha.
It's so great to finally be able to catch up with you on one of these calls. I'm usually working Sunday service somewhere, but today I'm in Hawaii just looking at the mountains, and I called to bless you. And you, I just love the work that you're doing. And 11 years ago, when I became a minister for this organization,
mm-hmm.
I had no idea how things would unfold in my life. And looking back over the last 11 years and how much everything you taught me has blessed my life, I wanted to call and acknowledge you for the strength and the openness of your beautiful heart.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. I so love you. You're a wonderful, wonderful man.
And I'm so glad to hear about your coming seminar. I would love to come and sing with you guys again if we can work that out.
Let's try. Let's stay in touch, Wayne. Oh, for everyone who doesn't know, Wayne has been one of our musical blessing givers at both ministry conferences and blessing conference. His energy is absolutely fabulous. So we hope you can be here, Wayne, and we would love to be able to give you a warm, fuzzy hug.
Yay.
All of us. Yeah. And your wife as well.
Oh, thank you. And I just want to say one more thing. The power of blessings is absolutely limitless.
Mm-hmm.
It works at the highest frequency of bringing heaven to earth, and I'm so in love with this work, so thank you again.
You are so welcome. And by the way, Wayne's comment takes on even more meaning when you understand that he's a master of Lomi Lomi and a number of other healing technologies and mastery principles. Wayne has been dedicating his life to all levels of spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental healing for decades. And for him to say that is quite an affirmation that you should listen to.
Well, we also, thank you on that note, we've been 5 years completing a book that's coming out that testifies to everything you just said.
Oh, goodness. So, I look forward to reading it, Wayne.
Thank you, Glenda.
And bless seeing you soon, hopefully.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha. We have a caller from, well, it's +197. And you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Self-muted. Sorry.
Okay.
This is Cynthia, and just conveying blessings with all that's been going on here. And I just want to share just a story about sharing the blessing calls and also the book Love Without End. I always, whenever I get a chance with any of my clients, friends, families, to get them to join us on the blessing calls and to, you know, pass on Love Without End. And I had someone who is in France who I recently met over the last couple months who has also been going through some difficult times and everything. And she started joining the blessing calls, and she has written me several times about how blessed she feels to be a part of this whole group. And recently they had a big, huge lightning storm and thunder and all these things that took out all the electrical, and they had no electricity for like 2 or 3 days. And she said what was crazy during that time, she kept thinking what is she's going to do, because she couldn't get on and work on her business or do any of that kind of stuff. But during that time, that's when she received the book Love Without End, and it gave her plenty of time to sit down and read the book. And so she wrote me a couple days ago to tell me that story, and I just wanted to share it on here how, you know, things happen in mysterious ways, and we are guided to get exactly what we need in the moment that is perfect for us. And
indeed.
I just want to share that.
That's a great story. Thank you so much. That is wonderful, and I hope she's joining on our calls.
Yes, me too.
Wonderful, and welcome if you are. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, and I look forward to having an opportunity to join you guys in September. So,
Good. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
And I'm going to pass that on to, you know, whoever I know to be a part of that.
Oh, thank you so much. It is just a wonderful, wonderful occasion that changes lives. You can't imagine, after having received the blessings for so long, you can't imagine how much more you multiply to the square root by learning how to offer it.
It is. It's amazing. I joined you guys.
Truly is.
Yeah, November, back in Sedona. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was your third one or whatever, but yes, they are phenomenal. So I definitely recommend going and participating in those and being a part of the blessing givers. So
thank you
so much for having all that available for us.
You are so welcome. And I just want, while we're on the subject of that, when you said Sedona, it reminded me, I would like the blessing givers to remember that Sedona is on fire. Sedona is burning. The entirety of Oak Creek Canyon has been on fire for about a week, and it has burned from Slide Rock all the way to the Flagstaff Plateau. It's been a terrible loss to a beautiful, beautiful area. So far, no lives have been lost, and no major structures have been burned. But many thousands and thousands of acres of forest have been lost. So let's remember that in our blessing as you recall the beauty of that area. And the other thing that you triggered that I wanted to say is let us remember to give thanks to Yeshua. This blessing does not come from me. It comes through me. It doesn't come from our blessing givers. It comes through them. I and the blessing givers have made our lives a channel or an antenna, if you will, that is a clear receiver for the frequency of energy that connects heaven to earth. And when we have a more direct connection between heaven and earth, doesn't it make sense that our prayers are more clearly heard and the answers are more definitely and clearly received? This, of course, is what Yeshua came to this earth to provide, was a bridge between heaven and earth. That's the very, very core of his life. And as he departed from his incarnate earthly existence, he sent to us the presence of the Holy Spirit to provide continuity of that bridge. An interesting thing is that if you read the whole of the Old Testament, you will find many references to spirit. You will find many references to the Spirit of God, such as, by my Spirit all things were created. But you find no reference whatsoever to the personification of spirit in the entirety of the Old Testament. It's something that did not exist until Yeshua created upon this earth a literal personification of God. That's not to say that God did not dwell within each of us before that, for we are told that we were created in the image of God. And that is true. It doesn't mean that prophets and fully realized persons did not perfect that presence of God within themselves and bring forth to the earth great wisdom. We know that to be true. But there had not been one created from the beginning to fulfill the actual personification of God on earth. That was unique to Yeshua. And then to leave this earthly incarnation in that personification, fully born of human light, human energy, human destiny, and yet fully completed as the presence of God on earth, creating that perfected, personified bridge between heaven and earth. As we walk upon that bridge, as we in our life unite ourselves more with heaven on earth, our prayers are more clearly heard. They're more fully answered. It's not that you need me or the blessing giver. It's that you need your personal connection to be more strongly developed between heaven and earth to gain that fulfillment in your life. And as we walk upon that bridge, we gain greater and greater truth about our life and about life in general. And thereby really were the only two commandments that Yeshua left us with. And that is to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. In other words, walk upon that bridge reaching for God. And to love another as ourselves. He didn't mean for us to literally become other people in the sense of transference or in the sense of, well, shall we, in a very lower common denominator, a kind of codependency. He didn't mean that at all. He was talking about a very high form of empathy where we discover that what is really ultimately true for ourselves is also true for others. He meant to find the common truth between ourselves and others, the common truth that allows us to share that bridge between heaven and earth with others. and to share with others as I share with you that which I have found to be true, that which Yeshua has brought to me as a truth, that which has been revealed to me as I walk upon this bridge between heaven and earth, and to see that our commonality joins us with one another and with God. And that's what I feel to be the power of this blessing. Mara, I see you on the phone, and I'm going to take your call. I just want to complete this current thought because I want to allow it to lead me into welcoming our new receivers. There is nothing complicated at all about receiving Yeshua's blessing. He's actually always with you. He's always here. He's always available. And this isn't something new. But by receiving in this way, you open your heart under a condition united with others who are opening their hearts in the same way. You are intentionally making yourself available. And just as all things in this universe are energetic, so too is the offering of love and the offering of blessing. So what you need to do is just sit in your chair comfortably with your body parts uncrossed and your bare feet on the ground or at least resting on the floor facing the ground, because the earth provides grounding that is necessary to attract and convey the highest frequency of energy that will pass through you from your head, through your heart, through all parts of your body, into the ground, be anchored by the ground, and then sent back through your body, your heart, and out through the top of your head. Now, that being said, unless you have some religious preferences that would cause you to cover your head in the presence of God, then I would prefer that your head be uncovered, that there could be nothing other than the natural essence of your body receiving this energy. But if the covering is part of your belief, then your faith will make you whole, and that's totally acceptable. So just sit and receive. Do not think your way through this blessing. It cannot be thought through. Allow your attention to fall into your heart. And like a child in your heart, simply pray. You will pray for about 3 minutes while the energy is being conducted. This is an energy that comes from God, from heaven, across the bridge between heaven and earth, conducted by the Holy Spirit, attracted and conveyed through the very person of Yeshua into your heart, through every body, cell, and part of your being, your heart, soul, body, being, emotions, whatever needs to be addressed for healing. And that energy will address whatever needs to be healed or helped or lifted up into a higher state of consciousness. It will not remove obstacles that you need for your fulfillment or obstacles that you've chosen for your challenge. It will simply remove that which is unnecessary to your perfection. Then, after the blessing is given, I want you to rest for at least 7 minutes and not think at all. Just assimilate, receive, and be nourished. Then rise up and get on with your life and know that over the next period of hours or even days, this assimilation will have its effects in your life. You don't have to think about it or command it for it to be true. Any more than if you take a drink of water, your body knows what to do with it. If you have a meal, your body knows how to deal with it. It knows how to use it for nourishment, and it knows how to eliminate that which was not needed or that which carries with it toxins that need to be eliminated. And you may notice in the next few days that you need to drink more water, and you need to be sensitive to perhaps the need for more rest or the need to choose more healthy foods or to eat more fruits or fresh greens to assist your body in eliminating that which you now no longer need. Breathe more deeply, and it will make a difference. So I would like to take Mara's call now, and then we'll move into the blessing. Hi, Mara, you're on.
Hello, Glenda.
It's so great to hear from you.
Thank you, and that's the only reason I want to just briefly say, but with my full heart, that I wanted to acknowledge and give gratitude to Yeshua, to you, and to all the blessing givers and all of those around the planet who are engaged at this time in the wonderful connections they're making to bring global coherence to the planet.
Oh, that's an important word, coherence.
I'm learning more about it. It's wonderful.
It's amazing.
Yes, it is. That class is just tremendous. But anyway, that's all. I just want to acknowledge some of the challenges are still there, but without all that we've been given from Yeshua at this time, I'm speaking for myself now. I know that I would have caved in a long time ago. So it's given me strength and more certainty, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, Mara, we so love you and so appreciate you being here with your precious energy, joining the rest of us. And I'm so glad you brought up that word coherence, because in union, true union, we have coherence that does not require conformity. Spiritist Church has never been about conformity, nor has the offering of the blessing. We offer it to all people of all beliefs, all ways of life, all cultures. We don't require conformity at all. And yet we know that as we offer the blessing around the world, we are uniting at a level where coherence is meaningful and uplifting and is built out of this substance of our higher potential and our higher enlightenment that contributes to the wholeness of the earth and to the healing of each individual. For that, we are very, very grateful.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Pardon me.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Mara. And now I think it's time we started our blessing. I'm almost completely recovered from my little bout with bronchitis, and I only feel it after I've talked for about 30 minutes. So I think I will put my everyone on mute.
Blessings.
Yes. Oh, I'm really doing great. And speaking of not having caved in long time ago, if it were not for Yeshua, I would not have been able to carry this work with so little help, doing so much as a single person with just the support of a few other people, such as Candace, for whom I'm very grateful, and most especially my husband Larry, whom I just could not do this work without. But I also want to thank all of you for your contributions, because it makes such a difference. It has literally allowed the continuity of this work to happen. And whether it's been financial contributions or coming to be a blessing giver and being out there offering the blessings around the world, it changes life. It is making our world a safer, more productive place in which to live, and creating more opportunities for transformation, which is what we need right now. We have had progress for 100 years, and the progress has been wonderful, and yet it's led us into a lot of box canyons. What we need right now is the helicopter ride of transformation to escape the box canyons and arrive on the higher plateaus of new possibilities. With that thought, we want to start our blessing, and I would like to begin by inviting each one of you to take your positions. If you're a receiver, be in your chair. If you're a blessing giver and want to join in giving a blessing, be standing, and I will offer my invocation to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, beloved of God, our beloved brother, our friend, our teacher, our healer, our protector, the one who provides light in our darkest moments, we thank you for always being with us, and especially now, for giving us a directed potential of light, energy, and love that can move through us and arrive in all the places where we most need the presence of God, where we are most seeking healing, abundance, and the revelations of truth. Thank you for providing that and for being with each one of our blessing givers in this moment. We thank you for all you have done for us, for the earth, for humanity, and all of life, that we may all be closer to God and walk more faithfully and with greater certainty on the bridge between heaven and earth. We ask that your love fall upon us now, along with the energy and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. the energetic offering is complete. Now I'd like you to go rest, nurture yourself, assimilate, receive, and experience your oneness with God. You are very loved. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Many, many blessings from me. Bye-bye.